Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.
Rose is your name, but when you poop, it sure don't smell like roses. You're number two, burns the hair in my nose. But we fought hand in paw, now your poop don't stink at all. Now that the air is clear, I'll treasure your front and rear, my sweet rose.
Instantly neutralize poop stink with Poop Fighter from World's Best Cat Litter for the world's best cat.
Case studies in eclectic astrology, planets and nakshatras for Valerie. Venus in first house, Pushya, Cancer. Venus placed in Valerie's first house weaves her emotional affection, refined charm, and need for relational harmony directly into her identity, self-expression, and personal demeanor. As the lord of her seventh house of partnerships and 11th house of social gains, Venus's placement here amplifies that Valerie's emotional fulfillment, relationship dynamics, and social influence are intimately tied to how she presents herself and emotionally connects with the world around her. Venus in Pushya Nakshatra brings an emotional need for nurturing affection, emotional loyalty, and protective relationships. Pushya's symbolism of the nourishing cow's udder suggests that Valerie's emotional instincts are deeply attuned to providing and receiving emotional security, support, and consistent affection. Her emotional nature seeks environments where trust, nurturing, and emotional responsibility are central themes in personal and social interactions. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra Insights, Venus in Pushya indicates that Valerie's emotional identity blossoms when she feels emotionally valued for her nurturing presence, elegance, and emotional loyalty. Emotional highs are experienced when relationships and social connections provide emotional safety and validation. Emotional lows arise when emotional nurturance is not reciprocated or when superficial interactions drain her deeper emotional needs. There is a strong emotional connection to building relationships that emphasize mutual emotional growth, loyalty, and steady emotional support. Emotional growth lies in learning to maintain emotional self-worth independently, ensuring that her natural tendency to nurture others does not compromise her emotional balance or self-care. Lifestyle tendencies with this placement include emotional rejuvenation through artistic expressions, social gatherings that honor emotional authenticity, caring mentorship roles, or building emotionally resonant networks and communities. Valerie is emotionally drawn to professions or roles that blend emotional intelligence, beauty, relationship management, and collective well-being. Challenges tied to this placement include emotional dependency on external validation, emotional hurt from perceived emotional neglect, or emotional stagnation if emotional needs are oversuppressed for the sake of harmony. Emotional maturity unfolds as she learns to nurture herself first, establishing emotionally healthy boundaries while sharing her natural emotional generosity. Ultimately, Venus in Pushya blesses Valerie with an emotionally nurturing, loyal, and socially graceful spirit, enabling her to emotionally inspire, comfort, and harmonize the world she steps into, rooted deeply in her capacity to give and receive authentic, emotionally healing love. Moon in first house, Pushya answer. Moon placed in Valerie's first house weaves her emotional receptivity, sensitivity, and nurturing instincts directly into her personal identity, outward behavior, and the emotional atmosphere she projects. As the lord of her first house itself, the moon's placement here greatly amplifies her emotional presence, making her highly intuitive, emotionally expressive, and deeply connected to the rhythms of her environment and personal relationships. Moon in Pushya Nakshatra brings an emotional need for providing and receiving emotional security, caretaking, and emotional dependability. Pushya's symbolism of nourishment and protection suggests that Valerie's emotional instincts are rooted in creating safe emotional spaces, both for herself and for others. Her emotional nature seeks to nurture, guide, and emotionally shield her loved ones, finding deep emotional satisfaction in these roles. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra insights, Moon in Pushya indicates that Valerie's emotional identity is strengthened when she feels emotionally responsible, emotionally safe, and emotionally validated within her close relationships and personal endeavors. Emotional highs are experienced when she is able to nurture and be nurtured, forming emotionally trustworthy bonds. Emotional lows emerge when emotional support is lacking or when her nurturing efforts are taken for granted. There is a strong emotional connection to traditions, emotional rituals, community caretaking, and sustaining emotional order in both private and public spheres. Emotional growth lies in learning to balance her natural inclination to protect and care for others with the need to maintain emotional boundaries and prioritize self-nourishment. Lifestyle tendencies with this placement include emotional rejuvenation through caregiving professions, emotionally expressive arts, community leadership roles centered around emotional support, or developing personal rituals that sustain her inner emotional harmony. Valerie is emotionally drawn to roles that combine emotional intuition with responsibility, healing, and community engagement. Challenges tied to this placement include emotional over-identification with others' needs, emotional exhaustion from constant nurturing, or difficulty asserting personal emotional needs when overwhelmed by caregiving roles. Emotional maturity unfolds as she learns to nurture herself with the same emotional commitment she offers to others, ensuring a more sustainable and empowered emotional path. Ultimately, Moon in Pushya blesses Valerie with an emotionally generous, protective, and deeply intuitive spirit, empowering her to guide, heal, and nurture those around her while cultivating emotional resilience, inner peace, and a profound emotional wisdom that radiates from her very being. Sun in second house. Sun placed in Valerie's second house weaves her emotional vitality, sense of individuality, and creative authority into the spheres of speech, resources, family values, and self-worth. As the lord of her second house itself, the sun's placement here magnifies the importance of emotional and material security, emotional pride in lineage or family legacy, and emotional fulfillment through building and protecting what she values. Sun in Magha Nakshatra brings an emotional need for dignity, ancestral pride, and emotional recognition through material achievements and self-expression. Magha's symbolism of the royal throne suggests that Valerie's emotional instincts are oriented toward honoring traditions, protecting family heritage, and emotionally elevating herself and others through steadfast emotional leadership. Her emotional nature seeks to create a legacy of emotional and material abundance, rooted in a deep respect for lineage and personal responsibility. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra Insights, Sun in Magha indicates that Valerie's emotional identity thrives when she feels emotionally respected, emotionally influential within her family and social circles, and emotionally validated for her integrity, leadership, and material contributions. Emotional highs are experienced when her self-worth aligns with meaningful emotional and material accomplishments. Emotional lows arise when her efforts to preserve emotional and material legacies are ignored or underappreciated. There is a strong emotional connection to family honor, ethical stewardship of resources, and carrying forward emotionally meaningful traditions. Emotional growth lies in learning to balance emotional pride with emotional humility, ensuring that leadership over emotional and material domains remains inspiring rather than authoritarian. Lifestyle tendencies with this placement include emotional rejuvenation through family leadership, managing estates or resources, mentorship roles related to value building, or developing emotional wealth through creative, cultural, or philanthropic pursuits. Valerie is emotionally drawn to careers or paths that combine leadership, legacy building, emotional stewardship, and the public preservation of ethical or family values. Challenges tied to this placement include emotional rigidity about wealth and family expectations, emotional pride that becomes vulnerable to external judgment, or emotional burnout if the burden of responsibility feels isolating. Emotional maturity unfolds as she learns to define her emotional worth internally, rather than relying solely on external recognition or ancestral validation. Ultimately, Sun in Magha blesses Valerie with an emotionally regal, legacy-driven, and resilient spirit, empowering her to preserve and elevate the emotional and material treasures of her lineage while forging a dignified, emotionally fulfilling legacy of her own. Mercury in second house, Purva Falguni Leo. Mercury placed in Valerie's second house weaves her emotional intelligence, communication skills, and adaptability into domains of speech, resources, family values, and material security. As the lord of her third house of communication and 12th house of hidden realms, Mercury's placement here underscores that Valerie's emotional fulfillment, resource building, and personal expression are closely tied to her verbal abilities, intellectual creativity, and emotional approach to managing both visible and unseen resources. Mercury in Purva Falguni Nakshatra brings an emotional need for harmonious communication, creative self-expression, and emotional gratification through beauty, art, and interpersonal charm. Purva Falguni's symbolism of the hammock, relaxation, rejuvenation, and union suggests that Valerie's emotional instincts are geared toward using communication as a tool for creating emotional ease, warmth, and mutual enjoyment. Her emotional nature seeks emotional validation through being appreciated for her eloquence, artistic skills, and ability to generate emotional harmony within material and relational contexts. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra insights, Mercury in Purva Falguni indicates that Valerie's emotional identity is fortified when she feels emotionally admired for her communication, her ability to connect socially, and her refined emotional intelligence in managing both relationships and resources. Emotional highs are experienced when her words lead to emotional comfort, affection, and material gain. Emotional lows surface when her communication feels ignored, unappreciated, or when emotional indulgence clouds clarity. There is a strong emotional connection to creating beauty through speech, art, storytelling, or business dealings, blending emotional resonance with intellectual charm to strengthen her personal and material foundations. Emotional growth lies in learning to balance emotional playfulness with emotional responsibility, ensuring that her emotional and communicative gifts are used consciously and sustainably. Lifestyle tendencies with this placement include emotional rejuvenation through writing, speaking, art, public relations, social events, and aesthetic pursuits that reinforce her emotional and material self-worth. Valerie is emotionally drawn to professions where beauty, communication, emotional resonance, and creative negotiation are central, such as media, counseling, education, art, fashion, or entrepreneurship. Challenges tied to this placement include emotional distraction by superficial pleasures, emotional inconsistency in communication, or emotional dissatisfaction if verbal validation is lacking. Emotional maturity unfolds as she learns to ground her emotional charm in purpose-driven communication, ensuring that her voice nourishes both emotional needs and material stability. Ultimately, Mercury in Purva Falguni blesses Valerie with an emotionally charming, creatively expressive, and verbally graceful spirit, enabling her to harmonize emotional, material, and relational realms through the beauty of her mind, words, and heartfelt expressions. Saturn in third house, Chitra Virgo. Saturn placed in Valerie's third house weaves her emotional discipline, responsibility, and structured communication into the realms of skills, learning, short travels, networking, and personal initiatives. As the lord of her seventh house of partnerships and eighth house of shared resources and transformation, Saturn's placement here signifies that Valerie's emotional growth, relational maturity, and deeper psychological development are closely tied to how she manages emotional responsibility in her communication, actions, and relationship building efforts. Saturn in Chitra Nakshatra brings an emotional need for creating tangible, refined structures through personal effort, disciplined creativity, and emotionally purposeful communication. Chitra's symbolism of the bright jewel, representing brilliance forged through effort, suggests that Valerie's emotional instincts urge her to refine her skills, build something emotionally enduring, and communicate with both clarity and constructive intent. Her emotional nature values craftsmanship, intellectual precision, and emotionally meaningful work. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra insights, Saturn in Chitra indicates that Valerie's emotional identity strengthens when she applies emotional patience, focus, and craftsmanship to her communications, relationships, and skill building. Emotional highs are experienced when emotional efforts and intellectual labor lead to lasting creations, mutual respect, and emotional fulfillment. Emotional lows surface when communication feels emotionally blocked, when perfectionism delays emotional expression, or when efforts seem underappreciated. There is a strong emotional connection to building intellectual or creative legacies, honing skills with care, establishing emotionally trustworthy communication patterns, and patiently nurturing emotional trust in relationships and social circles. Emotional growth lies in learning to balance emotional self-criticism with emotional appreciation, ensuring that her disciplined efforts build emotional as well as intellectual resilience. Lifestyle tendencies with this placement include emotional rejuvenation through slow but steady acquisition of skills, careful management of relationships, intellectual craftsmanship, mentorship roles, and emotionally disciplined teamwork. Valerie is emotionally drawn to careers and paths where structured learning, disciplined communication, emotional loyalty, and refinement are key, such as design, architecture, education, management, consulting, or healing arts. Challenges tied to this placement include emotional rigidity in communication, emotional discouragement from perceived slowness in achievement, or emotional isolation when emotional vulnerability feels too risky. Emotional maturity unfolds as she learns to see emotional and intellectual development as a slow but inevitable journey, trusting that patient emotional craftsmanship leads to enduring fulfillment. Ultimately, Saturn in Chitra blesses Valerie with an emotionally steady, skillfully disciplined, and masterfully constructive spirit, empowering her to channel emotional depth, precision, and resilience into building lasting emotional, intellectual, and relational treasures through conscious and crafted effort. Jupiter, placed in Valerie's fourth house, weaves her emotional wisdom, optimism, and nurturing instincts into the spheres of home life, emotional foundations, inner security, and family dynamics. As the lord of her sixth house of service and health and ninth house of higher knowledge and philosophy, Jupiter's placement here emphasizes that Valerie's emotional fulfillment, professional service, and spiritual evolution are closely tied to how she cultivates emotional peace, wisdom, and expansive nurturing within her personal and domestic realms. Jupiter in Swati Nakshatra brings an emotional need for independence, balance, and intellectual growth within emotionally rooted environments. Swati's symbolism of the young plant bending in the wind, symbolizing adaptability and flexibility, suggests that Valerie's emotional instincts seek freedom, emotional fairness, and the continual expansion of emotional understanding within the structures she calls home. Her emotional nature craves emotional wisdom, freedom of emotional thought, and the ability to grow emotionally without rigid emotional restrictions. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra insights, Jupiter in Swati indicates that Valerie's emotional identity flourishes when she harmonizes emotional nurturing with intellectual and philosophical exploration, both within her personal sanctuary and within broader family and social structures. Emotional highs are experienced when her home serves as a place of emotional, intellectual, and spiritual rejuvenation. Emotional lows arise when emotional expectations become too rigid, or when personal freedom within relationships and domestic life feels constrained. There is a strong emotional connection to building a home environment centered on emotional fairness, intellectual dialogue, cultural exploration, and mutual growth. Emotional growth lies in learning to balance emotional generosity with emotional boundaries, ensuring that emotional expansion does not lead to emotional imbalance or overaccommodation. Lifestyle tendencies with this placement include emotional rejuvenation through education within the home, philosophical or religious practices rooted in family traditions, emotional counseling within family units, or creating nurturing spaces that promote emotional and intellectual expansion. Valerie is emotionally drawn to careers or paths involving teaching, healing, mediation, family therapy, real estate with a spiritual or philosophical orientation, or community building. Challenges tied to this placement include emotional over-idealism about family, emotional indecision when balancing personal needs with collective harmony, or emotional restlessness within domestic environments if growth feels stagnant. Emotional maturity unfolds as she learns to weave emotional nurturing with personal freedom, fostering emotional security that thrives on flexibility and growth. Ultimately, Jupiter in Swati blesses Valerie with an emotionally wise, nurturing, and harmoniously expansive spirit, empowering her to cultivate emotionally resilient sanctuaries that inspire learning, healing, and the blossoming of emotional and intellectual freedom. Mars in fourth house, Swati Libra. Mars placed in Valerie's fourth house weaves her emotional drive, passion, and assertive energy into the foundational realms of home, emotional security, private life, and inner emotional stability. As the lord of her fifth house of creativity and children, and her 10th house of career and public life, Mars's placement here powerfully links Valerie's emotional fulfillment, career ambitions, and creative pursuits to how she manages emotional stability, domestic energy, and inner resilience. Mars in Swati Nakshatra brings an emotional need for balanced action, assertive independence, and emotional adaptability within the emotional and domestic spaces she inhabits. Swati's symbolism of the young plant bending with the wind signifies flexibility and survival through adaptability, suggesting that Valerie's emotional instincts push her toward initiating emotional harmony through assertive yet diplomatic means. Her emotional nature is courageous yet tactful, needing the freedom to act, but also desiring to maintain emotional equilibrium. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra Insights, Mars in Swati indicates that Valerie's emotional identity is strengthened when she actively works to balance her emotional drive with emotional flexibility, especially within her home, family dynamics, and private emotional life. Emotional highs are experienced when her home life allows her the freedom to express emotional vigor and leadership while still honoring emotional diplomacy. Emotional lows surface when emotional stagnation, inner restlessness, or domestic conflict restricts her ability to act or assert her emotional will. There is a strong emotional connection to building a dynamic yet peaceful home environment, fostering emotional autonomy among family members, and channeling emotional energy into creative or career pursuits rooted in emotional passion and fairness. Emotional growth lies in learning to assert emotional needs without domination, blending emotional passion with emotional tactfulness. Lifestyle tendencies with this placement include emotional rejuvenation through home improvement, leadership in family matters, initiating creative family traditions, balancing career efforts with emotional self-care at home, and using emotional energy to create beauty and balance in her living spaces. Valerie is emotionally drawn to roles where emotional drive, strategic leadership, creative emotional management, and relationship building can harmoniously coexist, such as entrepreneurship, real estate, event planning, home design, or family-centered leadership roles. Challenges tied to this placement include emotional impatience at home, emotional defensiveness in close relationships, emotional volatility if freedom is stifled, or difficulty balancing personal ambition with domestic peace. Emotional maturity unfolds as she learns to channel her emotional energy into creative and emotionally sustainable actions, ensuring that her leadership fosters both personal and relational growth. Ultimately, Mars in Swati blesses Valerie with an emotionally dynamic, courageous, and harmoniously assertive spirit, empowering her to transform her emotional foundations and home life into a sanctuary of passionate creativity, emotional resilience, and balanced emotional independence. Ketu in sixth house, Purva Ashada Sagittarius. Ketu placed in Valerie's sixth house weaves her emotional detachment, spiritual discernment, and karmic refinement into the practical realms of service, health, daily routines, and overcoming obstacles. As the co-lord of her fifth house of creativity, children, and intelligence, Ketu's presence here highlights that Valerie's emotional growth, creative expression, and karmic healing are closely tied to how she navigates emotional challenges related to duty, health, conflict resolution, and service-oriented work. Ketu in Purva Ashada Nakshatra brings an emotional need for spiritual purification, emotional resilience, and triumph over emotional adversities through inner transformation. Purva Ashada's symbolism of the elephant's tusk, representing endurance, wisdom, and victory through emotional purification, suggests that Valerie's emotional instincts are driven toward achieving emotional mastery through persistent emotional tests, purification of desires, and detachment from lower emotional entanglements. Her emotional nature seeks truth, emotional victory through right conduct, and emotional surrender to higher ideals. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra insights, Ketu in Purva Ashada indicates that Valerie's emotional identity matures when she views emotional challenges as opportunities for karmic refinement, spiritual purification, and emotional evolution. Emotional highs are experienced when she succeeds in detaching emotionally from petty conflicts, rising above emotional turbulence, and channeling her emotional energy into meaningful, service-oriented actions. Emotional lows arise when emotional resentment, inner frustration, or feelings of emotional futility cloud her emotional clarity. There is a strong emotional connection to service work that purifies both herself and others, healing professions that allow emotional transcendence, and intellectual or philosophical pursuits that help frame emotional struggles as necessary for higher emotional growth. Emotional growth lies in learning to approach daily emotional challenges with spiritual vision, emotional humility, and an unwavering emotional dedication to inner truth. Lifestyle tendencies with this placement include emotional rejuvenation through volunteer work, healing professions, spiritual service roles, emotional counseling, research into philosophies that integrate service and liberation, or therapeutic practices that foster emotional detachment and purification. Valerie is emotionally drawn to paths that blend service, wisdom, healing, and emotional transcendence. Challenges tied to this placement include emotional disillusionment in service roles, emotional burnout if karmic burdens are resisted rather than accepted, or emotional withdrawal if emotional purification feels overwhelming. Emotional maturity unfolds as she learns to embrace emotional struggle as a catalyst for emotional liberation, trusting that spiritual victory is forged through service, sacrifice, and emotional detachment. Ultimately, Ketu in Purva Ashada blesses Valerie with an emotionally resilient, spiritually victorious, and karmically refined spirit, empowering her to transmute emotional struggles into emotional wisdom and to fulfill her emotional destiny through unwavering service, inner purification, and higher emotional mastery. Rahu in 12th house, Ardra Gemini. Rahu placed in Valerie's 12th house weaves her emotional ambition, unconventional imagination, and karmic intensity into the subtle realms of subconscious patterns, hidden emotions, spiritual surrender, isolation, and transcendence. As the co-lord of her 8th house of transformation and hidden resources, Rahu's placement here emphasizes that Valerie's emotional fulfillment, emotional evolution, and karmic challenges are deeply tied to how she navigates emotional detachment, inner healing, and emotional breakthroughs through unseen or intangible realms. Rahu in Ardra Nakshatra brings an emotional need for deep emotional cleansing, emotional renewal after storms, and a powerful emotional hunger for understanding the hidden forces shaping her inner life. Ardra's symbolism of the teardrop, representing emotional storms that lead to renewal, suggests that Valerie's emotional instincts drive her to explore emotional pain, hidden traumas, and emotional grief, not to remain trapped by them, but to find emotional resilience, innovation, and liberation. Her emotional nature seeks intense emotional experiences that break old patterns and catalyze deep emotional and spiritual growth. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra insights, Rahu in Ardra indicates that Valerie's emotional identity flourishes when she courageously faces emotional storms, emotional losses, and the emotional unknown with insight, flexibility, and emotional intelligence. Emotional highs are experienced when she emerges from emotional chaos with new emotional clarity and spiritual resilience. Emotional lows arise when emotional attachments to confusion, illusions, or subconscious fears cloud her emotional path. There is a strong emotional connection to psychological healing, spiritual awakening through emotional catharsis, emotional liberation through letting go of old identities, and unconventional emotional practices such as meditation, dream work, deep therapy, or spiritual retreats. Emotional growth lies in learning to channel emotional turbulence into emotional transformation rather than emotional despair, embracing change as a necessary element of emotional freedom. Lifestyle tendencies with this placement include emotional rejuvenation through solitary pursuits, travel to spiritually significant places, research into emotional and spiritual healing traditions, psychological exploration, dream analysis, and service in emotionally intense, hidden, or institutional environments. Valerie is emotionally drawn to paths where emotional purification, emotional innovation, and subconscious emotional mastery lead to profound emotional freedom. Challenges tied to this placement include emotional escapism, emotional confusion due to unchecked subconscious fears, or emotional overinvestment in illusions or unattainable ideals. Emotional maturity unfolds as she learns to courageously face and clear emotional illusions, channeling her emotional intensity into transformative emotional and spiritual breakthroughs. Ultimately, Rahu and Ardra blesses Valerie with an emotionally fearless, transformative, and spiritually pioneering spirit, empowering her to transmute emotional storms into emotional liberation and to find emotional fulfillment by courageously navigating the depths of her inner world with vision, strength, and emotional mastery.